Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 21st, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the political crisis in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 Metamoa frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can get us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the political crisis in Zimbabwe.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa is said to be on his way home after cutting short his European tour in order to address protests in the Southern African nation. Some Zimbabweans, including Japhet Moyo of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, have been arrested in connection with the protests last week over the high cost of living.
Indications are that some people have gone into hiding as armed state security agents allegedly continue beating up people at their homes while looking for looted goods. The United Nations and other organizations have condemned the crackdown on protesters in Zimbabwe, saying the government should exercise restraint.
At the same time, a High Court judge has ruled that the state security minister had no right to order internet providers to shut down the internet last week. Police say only three people died in the protests, while non-governmental organizations claim that at least 12 Zimbabweans were killed and up to 600 arrested by the police.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona.
Let's talk. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Yebo mahlaba zulu siyahlangana namhla ke ngomvulo lapho sikhuluma khona ngokwezakala elizweni leZimbabwe. Sizokuthwa ke uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa sesukile lapha kade khona eKazakhstan lapha kume khona uhambo lwakhe lwezwekazi leAfrica leEurope sebuyela ke ekhaya kulandela ke ukuthi kunangale ke eZimbabwe kwani sokuzalela ingwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi nxa sesikhangela okwenzakalayo abantu kuthiwa bayakhahlanyezwa kakhulu ngamasotsha nangamapholisa. Kubikwa ukuthi-ke kulabantu abathathu abafileyo nxa kukhulunywa ngamapholisa, kodwa-ke abazimele bodwa bathi kulabantu abalitshumi lambili asebefile. Kuye kubuzwe ngokuthi kuphinde futhi ukuthi abayi-600 babotshiwe. Ye nxa sikhangela futhi njalo kulabantu sibili abangani bachothoza okwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe, lokugoqela ke i-United Nations, kuzobuya ke uhulumende weMelika, kuzobuya njalo lohulumende weBrithani. Kube sokubuya ke lenhlanganiso eziningi kakhulu ezinto okwenzakala eZimbabwe akuvunyelwa. Namhla ke sikhuluma nje khona manje umthethwandaba we-High Court uthe khonoku kuvimba ubulembu obe-intanethi lobokuxhumana lokwabo-Facebook labo-Twitter, i-social media nxa singakutshaya ngesilungu. Ujaji uthe akukho emthethweni, so ngakho kumele kuvule khona manje namhlanje. Sikhuluma nje bese sibona isibili abantu sebephosiphosela akade bekuphosela kuWhatsapp kuzobuya-ke endaweni ezithiyeneyo. So-ke khonapha-ke nxali lokukhona lifuna usithumezela khona lisithumezele sibili lathi sizathaba kakhulu. Lingakhohlwa phela i-WhatsApp number yethu u-012-465-0318. Yekunjalo kwande.
Duwe. Zvinhu zvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka munyika, zviri kuramba zvichingoita pidigori zvichidini zvidini. Saka nhasi toda kuti titarise zvekare kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei, kuti mauto ari kufambisa zvinhu sei, uye zvekuti vanhu vari kufungei nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Ndo nyaya yatoda kuti tikurukure nhasi. Mutungamiriri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vanonzi vari munzira kudzokera kuZimbabwe kuti vanogadzirisa zvinhu izvo zvinenge zvakaita manya mamire nerongo, asi tiri kunzwazve zvakare kuti vanhu vari kusungwa vazhinji vakavanda kuti vasabatwa namapurisa kana namauto zvisanganisa munyori mukuru weZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions vaJafet Moyo ava vanonzi vakasungirwa paairport vachibva mhiri kwamakungwa kwavakanga vashanya. Iko zvino tinonzwa kuti masecurity agents vari kuramba vachirova vanhu vachitora vanhu mudzimba vachivarova zvino zvakonzera kuti sangano reUnited Nations ritaure kuti zviri kuitika izvi hazvina kunaka uyezve richikurudzira hurumende yeZimbabwe kuti deni yarega kuramba ichiita zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo. Mapurisa vanoti kunongova nevanhu vatatu chete vakafa mukuratidzira kwakaitika zvodhirapera, asi masangano akazvimiririra vanoti kune vanhu vanosvika gumi nevaviri vakafa uyezve vanhu vanosvika mazana matanhatu 600 evanhu vanonzi vakasungwa nemapurisa. Ndiyo nyaya yatiri kuda kutarisa zviri kuramba zvichiitika muZimbabwe kuti tipananewo mashoko tiudzane zviri kuitika uyezve kuda kuti pamwe tingauya nenzira yokuti zvinhu zvacho zviitire vanhu nyore. Kana muchida kuti mupinde muchirongwa ichi kana mune zvimwe zvamuda kutaurawo motifonera pa 001 kana kutitumira meseji pa 001 202 619 2077 isu tichakufonerai kuti mungotaura zvamunenge muchida kutaura.
Yeah, so when President Emmerson Mnangagwa announced that he was leaving Europe for Zimbabwe, he actually sent out a tweet, and it read that this tweet was sent yesterday. I quote, "In light of the economic situation, I'll be returning home after a highly productive week of bilateral trade and investment meetings. We will be aptly represented in Davos by Minister of Finance Mthuli Ncube. The first priority is to get Zimbabwe calm, stable, and working again." So he sent this tweet yesterday, and after sending the tweet, then we saw that we understand he's actually left Kazakhstan and is on his way to Zimbabwe. So okay, Zulukanda basi zvekuti uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usesukile ngokuzwa kwethu eKazakhstan selubhekise ekhaya. So kona ngale eDavos kade kumele angene umhlangano weWorld Economic Forum lapho kuhlanganwa khona phela inkokheli yomhlaba yakukhuluzwa khona ezomnotho. At the same time, we saw that in the Sunday news, George Charamba, the presidential spokesperson, was actually quoted as saying, I quote, "The government will not stand by while such narrow interests play out so violently. The response so far is just a foretaste of things to come." So this is exactly a quote from the Sunday Mail. So now then, Charamba also indicated in a press conference that all this that is happening was mainly exacerbated by some so-called rogue elements. And in one of the quotes, she says, before the quote, you know, she says people stole uniforms, army uniforms, and used those for other purposes. So then in the quote, she says, "Some of these uniforms worn by criminals were seized by rogue elements during the recent riots in Epworth and Chekutu. A case in point is the recent arrest of 5 armed robbers in Epworth, Harare, on 14 January 2019, who were using police and military regalia to commit armed robberies after hiring vehicles from car rental companies," end quote. So this is exactly what she said. We tried to get hold of her to actually clarify some of these issues, but we couldn't. So, Baba Wande, maybe you can read some of the comments, you know, that people are sending out.
It's very interesting that they should say that some people stole some uniforms and vehicles and weapons and things.
But we can't dispute that. Because we cannot dispute have evidence, that. Yeah.
It's just interesting that you know, they should be admitting to such a thing. You know, it would have been a very normal thing to do and say someone broke into the armory and stole some guns or, you know, vehicles or uniforms and things like mm-hmm. that. But to wait until a situation like this arises, this sounds very, very familiar. If you remember the August 1 killings, this thing came up as well, that some people who were wearing uniforms but not belonging to the military.
Maybe they're taking this from what happened in Marondera, where the reports that people overran a police station and seized some tear gas canisters and seized some uniforms and all those kind of things. I'm not saying that I'm supporting that.
I'm
speaking on behalf of the police. No. What I'm saying is some of these issues that they may be talking about you know, related to this and that. What are people saying?
What I find interesting is
Facebook, what people are
the avoidance of dealing with the situation, the matter at hand, and to try to bring in other issues. We already have a lot of people. Some are not sending comments yet. They are just saying that they are watching. Samantha Chaukura in Cape Town. Also, Sarah Mazengera also is watching from South Africa. And Mildred Kasirori from Kappa. I'm not sure where that is. And this Ishmael Ndebele also. We are sending, a message to say he's watching. And, Angus Charuma says, and he's giving us his phone number. We are going to try to get him so that we can share his opinions. Innocent Matsina is criticizing Mrs. Charamba, saying that she's lying. Emmanuel Nyakonda, no inquiry this time. I don't know. He suspects that there is already talk about establishing an inquiry before the other one has even been really. Yes, yeah. Anyway,
I guess we've got a caller.
We'll get back to the messages. Yes. There are quite a few.
And interesting. So yes. We've got a caller on the line. Let's see who that caller is. Maybe someone of it.
Yeah. Makadi Nibar.
Yeah, Gunjan of it.
Yeah,
Pira Kulum Kulmalovan.
Kulmal is a Pakistan.
Yeah, Mtawin. I want you to go to Wananjan.
Seri katana la bantuana, wangutukuzu wakona kuzima, wabantaba nini, loma kusiyuwa kuma vosi kaskuwa, wangutisi voto wa kutuka suwe kangeni. Loma kuje sabeskala, kutuwa sabeskala, kuma sabeskile, gini ndio sana kusikuna from kuma vosi kuzo kusika maje, lati sabeskile lakon. So, mangiti ya kangeni, kuti ukuzo kulunga kuzo banzima, ngoba anjeni enja agiti yonke, haiki nja ekona la panelizwe. Abadala laba bekhona makuthwa kuyalungisilize khona kuvoteli abakwazi ukuthi bavotele utshintsho kuba nzima ukuthi baze baqondisise ukuthi kwenzakalani yini e-right abangayenza thina intsha sabe sigcwele iganga lonke leli singenaweyo yokuthi singavota sithini so ngoba kusenzakala into eziso manje sijika thina sisola nethina sivotwa singanjani singakwazi ukuthi esingakwenza yikuthi yikho ngisithi mina ukuthi kube nokubamba leli zweni yikho kunga dalu kuti kubele tshintsho kodwa makusase so labantu abangaphandle bakwakho ukuthi bavote balungise from ekuqaleni kuzaba nzima vele ukuthi utshintsho luvele bekukhona ukuze kulungilizwe and masithi siyakhangela manje kusiya phambili ngodlamo lukhona nje elizweni langendlela egovernment ubamba khona izinto angiboni ukuthi kuzaba lotshintsho
kuzani and what activists say are widespread human rights abuses. The human rights scene.
Yes,
Ikakhulu generation yethu le esilayo manje ukulunga kwakhona kunzima angiboni ukuthi sizafa thina salubona utshintsho sizafa sayi-enjoya i-independence leyo abathi khona from 1980 angeke zisike layo ngoba sigcwele iganga kunzima ukuthi uthole ukuthi umntwana ona-25 years uhlala 1,000 kilometers away from ifamily yakhe umntwana ona-25 years uhlala 1,000 away from unkosikazi wakhe sabo ukuthi vele into zakhona zizanzima la abasekhaya ukuthi bezehlala ekhala ngokulunge bengathi bazame ukuthi bakhuluma kuba le nto zifana nodlamelo lolu lwamapholisa lamafutha kodwa masisiyakhayela bona abantu abathi bayalungisa udlamelo luba khona abasuki belungisela umuntu oyedwa ngisho lawo amapholisa namafutha nala ahlukumeza abantu basuke abalungisela labo ngoba labo basekunzimeni obufanayo nathi
siyabonga kakhulu ke mdaweni phose lokugcina khonapho ngamafutshane babo
hayi mina into engingayitho nje ukuthi into besicela ukuthi sihambaneni njengentsha elizweni lasezimbabwe sikwazi ukuthi kungabi lo dlame ma i-government ina ingasikhangela ukuthi kungabi lo dlame zonke into zilungise kwela dlame kwazi ukuthi kungaba kuhle kakhulu kungakwazi ukuthi kubanjwane ngaleyo ndlela sizameni ukuthi silungise ngendlela enokulunga njalo ma kuwa intweni zisana ovothi sicalekele sikhulumele ukuthi lapho abantu abangaphandle kwelizwe sikhe sizame ukuthi bazalele indlela yokuthi singavota njani mhlawumbeni lapho kungaba khona ukuba lotshintsho elizweni ngaleyo ndlela
siyabonga kakhulu ke mdaweni ungadinela kusasa ba Yes, I'm from Tawin Lapoke. That is Mr. Spanda. He's saying that, he's very sad about what is going on at home. But he wants the right to vote. Because he says, as long as we have people back home who don't want maybe to vote for an alternative, then that's a problem. So he says, let's have a different government and maybe things may change. So I guess we've got a caller. So take a caller.
Yes. Muripo Ereparunare.
Tripo.
Tukutawala nani uye murikopi?
Murukutawala na Jene Panda, aruku kutana Havron.
Makadi nenyo amai?
Tripo makadi.
Tiba tirewo neza, munofunga nenyaya ya ti nayo nasi?
Nyaya nasi.
Mabanda, unjani mamu ya kulumisi ndevedi?
Ngikuzwile
sibili singana nje akhiriza sibili. So akuthi ukuthi wena ubona njani kwenzakala eZimbabwe?
Akwenzakala eZimbabwe akukho kuhle ngitho ngithela kancane. Ngoba nxathe santi besivalela i-network. Asikwazi ukuthi sakhuluma njani leso sokuthi mbeni ziyaphila, mbeni abaphilanga singeke sibe kwazi.
Yes, sizokuthiwa-ke i-High Court ite kona kwenziwe nguhulumente akukho emthethweni ukuthi atshele ama-service providers ukuthi bavale i-intanethi so uthe kuvulwe ke i-intanethi kuvulwe labo-social media kuyakuthabisa yini khonokho
kuyandithabisa kakhulu ngoba sizakwanisa ukubambana leli hlobo labangane konke
nxa sisikhangela sibili sijula siya phakathi siya phezulu ngodaba lolu wena ubona ngazane kwini okungenza ukuthi kulungise konke okuhlupha eZimbabwe
indaba le yokuthi silungise vele akho kufuna khona phezulu bona balungisise bona bodwa phezulu ngale ngokuthi hhayi thina vele siphansi ngakhona nto esingayilungisisi
so kodwa-ke ngokuya kwesikhathi ubona ngazane kuzalunga yini ngoba abantu kanye ngazane sibili bathona ukuzilonda abanye lapha abatshaywe kwakwenzakala la kudala lokhani usakukhumbula so-ke khonokho kuthunuka abantu izilonda so wena ubona ngazane xa kuyiwa phambili kumele kwenziweni
lokho ukuthi abantu balimele bathunga izilonda siyakubona sibili kodwa ngokuya ngokuthi i-government ethu sibili sawondayo akulanto ezenzakala ebantwini abanye bethu abalimeleyo ngibazaphunga ukubavukela kuphelele indawo zangikhona ziphunga ukuphelela emoyeni njengenjayelo
ye siyabonga kakhulu ke mama phose lokugcina sibili valelisa abantu khonapho
hayi ngiyathanda ukuvalelisa abalaleli ndikhuluma lo Janet Bando sebutswana kwele Gaborone ngiyabonga
sibonga kakhulu ke Janet Bando ungadinela kusasa ye so that is Janet Bando she's crying out loud really about the internet shutdown and she says you know if the government has decided if the High Court has made that kind of ruling it's good news there are some other people who can always say something that is different from what the government does. So she's happy, but she was saying, you know, they were not able to connect with their relatives back home because of the shutdown.
Yeah, that was very...
So I guess we've got a caller. Let's take another caller.
Yes. Muripo eriparo nare?
Diripo, diripo mkoma, kadiripo mkoma.
Tiri nani chaizo, murikupiko?
Mirimu N3 Johannesburg umo.
Yeah, tirikutaura nani?
Na love modondo.
Makadiko adondo.
Vanhu varida kumira kuti vanhu vanyatso kutambira mari zvakanaka pati ivarido kusvika vachitouraya vanhu vachirova vanhu zvakaipa sereki izvozvo zvinotova kwachiri mazvuku hazvina kutomira zvakanaka sezvo vamasoja akangozara aaekaibva kwese kwese hatsomouzika kuti zviri kufamba sechazvo chaizvo zvino zvinogwadza mani zviri kuitika kuzimbabwe izvi kana iri nyaya ndiri kuhwaya tiragwapa iri kuda sokubuda weyoiyi yekuti hamene wokuti kudanenge namhanyisa wokuti zvakamira sezvatinongova zvingotagwa tagwa izvi kuti kwanzi vachamisa shaita prime minister hatiini zvakadaro isusu hatitori takawina maelections zvakanakanaka hatii takakwira bhazi kubhadhara bhazi kuno votera vachamisa takunzwanzi toita zvekubatanidzwa nezanup f zvaita se zanup f ichingouraya vanhu kubva kudhara makore ose so a37 now ndine 37 years kubva 1981 ndichingotongwa nezanup f nanhasi tichingotongwa nepasi pezanup f tiri kutaitwa zvakazvazvisa zvakururama kana zvamutose right now maindia ringonditevedzesa in and out home and away tichingovasouth africa tiko sanyaya nyika dzamwe dzichingobudirira kwedu nyika dzichingofa isichingova kuno south africa kunoko kusana yapera namarori sofa right now izvozvo tiri kurova ma3-4 lodi debeg tiakubudirisawo nyika yedu tichingourayiwa namaindia kunoko hatina kana option toenda kupuka todizira tiakwa tichatizira izvozvo tiri kuzvikwanzi tatava kubhadhara matax kana munhu ari kusouth africa kana ari kupi shuwa ingava nyika nyika yakanaka weiyoyo ingafadzara tekst yekuti naenda kusakabasa kwausadzi kwenyika shuwa zvikaita zvinha vedu wei vedu wei zvimwe zvinhu ngavaone vatigwire kuti tisi vanhava vedu wei ngavatigwire tisi vanhava tatambura isusu tiri kutambudzwa ramaindia musouth africa munomu
matatiri
mhanyisa nemarodi
mataura nyaya mataura vadondo 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 mataura nyaya yekwachirumanzu chii chaitika kwachirumanzu chii chakaitika kwachirumanzu
vanhu vane vanhu vari kunzi kwanzi kwakafa vanhu vatatu but vanhu vakava kune kuti vanoumwe vanhotodzavo vakatofawo kumaraindi kwedu vanga variko kubhuruwayoko kuchiwa zvakafa vanhu vatatu masoja ari kwakangozarazara mumakomo kuti ari kuita chii hauzivi ari kuti pamagrosa pose kungosvika pona nafiopio pose anongova masoja hatizvizivi zvose zviya zviya isusu ari kana vachida zvehondo zvozvogofamba sei zvinhu ngazvitaurirwa ni zvakanaka zvoitwa zvakanaka kana vatadza kutongwa ngavachisiyawo vanogona vazviitewo tikukwanisawo kudzoka kumbawo tigarewo nao takakudawo musha iduwo isusu takaatikavhota vakuti zvikudzinyira hatakavhota zvachona izvozvo zvogobatsira chi hazvibatsirika izvozvo nhaye vakomana hakuzvi rugare uku basa riri kugwadza mudhara basa riri kugwadza namarori tebenjobek nerori sowa pana zvizogwadza vedu wei haiwa maindia ari kushandisa andotorera advantage kuti kana usingadi rova pasi and then tova no work no pay kana ukarova one day mari yacho katiwa pachina chavo chawana
vadondo tinotenda zvikuru namashoko enyu ndinoshuwa kuti vazhinji vateerera vanohwa zvamataura ndinoimba kutizve pane vamwe vane maexperience akaita senyu tinotenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu
Yeah.
Mr. Donde here is quite agitated. He says that the army of all people should teach people to get along instead of them being in the forefront of increasing violence in the country.
Mm-hmm.
He does not want to hear anything about the government of national unity because the elections were very, very clear
mm-hmm.
as to who the people voted for. Mm-hmm. So they don't expect that they can be unified by ZANU-PF. But he's encouraging, you know, mm-hmm. especially the army, to be able to sit down and talk to the people for, you know, that they are saving rather than to use this kind of tactics.
We've got so many people that are following us. And if you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the political crisis in Zimbabwe. Before I read the messages, I guess we've got a caller. Take the caller.
Makadini, you pardonare?
Yes, I'm feeling for it. Unjani?
I'm corners in the Zambakanjan.
I'm Bichan Funkuman is over.
I'm Norman Asang and Shona is very slow with Chewa is Nyanja, but as long as the Woodbang is.
Yeah, Kalsang only Molfuna.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to say thank you very much for giving me such an opportunity. My name is Vuka Vukam. I just want to give you thank you for allowing me to speak on the program. Point number one, me and you, we can appreciate and accept the fact that the situation on the ground back home mm-hmm. is deteriorating every single day. And I think the show itself should, we should start having conversation on how can we help people on the ground, number one. And number two, how can we avoid, because we know the soldiers
mm-hmm.
are killing people, they're abducting people, there is no need for them to be on the street. So we have got reports that are coming saying people are, even women are being raped as well. You know, I spoke to a woman who was actually raped. You know, so I know So we, if we've got an opportunity to try and help people on the ground, either to run away from the situation, or it is, I don't know what your take, it's reached a point whereby it's either we run or we fight. One thing, we cannot fight because we don't have the weapons, as soon as we don't have the weapons just like the soldiers. So the only option we have is to run. Most of the people, they have run into the mountains, and now, like the caller we have just come out said, they are even in the mountains. So where are the people going to run to? So we are in the horns of the dilemma, and the best thing we can do is maybe to seek for international community to intervene. You know, people can have to start screaming, the guys who are outside the country, because we are a little bit safer. I know you guys don't want to get involved in politics, but you've got people on the ground. You've got, and I think it is now the right time for each and every one of us to help out, to be on the duty of assisting the guys who are on the ground. The things that are happening on the ground right now, I don't want to talk about it because we all know what's going on that ground. So my appeal to the nation is may we come up with dialogues, may we come up with I've seen petitions going around, people signing petition, even the petition that caused Emmerson Mnangagwa not to go to Davos, it was generated by the public. So there you go. Abantu bayahlangana wanarusangana and laba ukuthi umdebelo umshona umhlobo bani amankazana amafana abadoda zwese, you know. So Zimbabwe is united at the moment, and I applaud Zimbabwe people for the resilience and the resistance they've shown so far. And Zimbabwe will never be again. And lastly to say is, at the moment, there is factionalism between ZANU-PF. And also there is obviously the general public, which is obviously worried about the deteriorating of economy, the rise of fuel. And the civilians are caught now in between ZANU-PF fights. They are suffering.
So what is the solution? What is the solution to all this? Is running away a solution?
Look, this is what I said. We have got to be honest with you, we've got two options. There's solutions for people on the ground, and there's solutions for people outside the ground. On the outside the ground, me and you, it is our responsibility to start petitioning. Like I said, we've got petitions. We can ask for international community help. If you look at a story for the, I'll give you a homework. It's called the Solomon Islands. The Solomon Islands, they had exactly the same situation we find ourselves in right now. And I'm actually giving you, says I don't know you, I've never spoken to you, but I'm giving you a task. think this in I not in Bronana Baba Wango, and I feel very embarrassed to give you a task. Solomon Islands, how did they acquire their freedom as citizens? I think this is the route we need to take as Zimbabweans. But what is urgent? Let's talk about what is urgent. What is really, really urgent right now on the ground? People are being picked up. If you know you're an MDC supporter, if you know that you have had, you have rubbed feathers with the government before, I think this is the time you actually run for the mountains, for the closest country. Ask for your friends or for your relatives who are outside. Go to Zambia, go to Mozambique, go to South Africa, Baleka. This message, what I'm telling you right now, will save one or two people.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. We really appreciate that you joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. So thank you so much, and have a good night. Yeah, thank you so much. You heard what the caller was saying. Mm. So now I think we've got another caller. Let's take this caller.
Muripo erepari nare.
Muripo.
Tukutawala nani?
Na Jafu na Shumba.
Na Washumba. Washumba, murikupi. Tipe o fukwa zenyu.
Niriku South Africa. Niriku batikana asikuru nesirikuitika. Asi, imini maikonzeni ndiye kuti. Why Britain and America is just keeping quiet on our situation and our chief advisor? I see you, I see you, but it's the main because I get another DRC. What was my election? I got to win you. The moon is just going immediately.
Magam,
I can do but it can have a cool.
Magam, she doubt the pint to a chiapa. Magam, doubt the America, out Britain, eating.
Mafungira angu sababu mazira tachingweta utuwanu wale kupandukira na pandukira na mitangani kifunga uti mkoma na unu nti na mbuto uyu naya angu taura chokwa di kuti ni maeleksi ndakari hiwa uza mkazi ya unu nchikumba uti budisa chokwa di
ndoza mnu ufunga uti singa bazira
mafungira angu kopa au tafuti ya sisichingule uya utunga ya kuti iwe Tunga nyaya sisa kanako na tungo wakati ndike kwa puti. Sisa wakai kwa paya. Ndili umu umwe muna kato shandisa mari yangu kinda kuno focha. Ndichifunga utisunu zinga tinakira bati hey. Waka umaye suwe always scared kutivana. Kana utimai kana anuno kuna kumkakafa.
Yehe. Aywa. Tinonzo.
My kondeni ya jayinde kuti. Britain na America must take action huku atini. Kwete so kukutila no manjila kune zimwe nika. Tuo veta so kuti, atiso honi kuti iso chichiri kuitika. Uwevo, I'm worried kuti, who is the president? Una anofaba nendegi, uita saa anofaba nendegi kitima cha marasha.
Vano no kakusika?
Vato no notesa. Kudasu yu wati zimu toka.
Tinoseka, kwete kuti, tulukuseka suri kuitika munyika. Tulukuseka matauriro amuri kuita, nduwa aru kutiseza panu. Dona utumunzu isi se kuseka kwa tulukuita.
Kana ini, andisi ku, sisi matayibu, samungu kwa rafagashata, kikungi ya nasi, hey, maonera angu, shua, cherodee kiri kitima cha marasha. Andisi kiyo, nwa kwa kairu, andisi ya katuwa kwa samari. Nga diri ya chika
Aiwa, ngati tarisirei sijaitika maawa akati o alikuya zatanzwa kuti vagurisira rwendo rwao pakati kuti vadzoke kumba.
Asi shoko rangu rokupedzisira. Mwari hazi wemunhu wani. Mwari anofanira kubatsira Zimbabwe. This is the time. Nokuti Mwari akataura achiti kana vanhu vangu vanoda minista rangu vakazvinyimitisa vakasiya zvakaipa zvavo. Nichapodza nyika yavo nichavaregerera. So we are demanding him kuti zvaakataura magwaro matenenge azviitike.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru namashoko enyu vashumba, tinotenda chaizvo.
Murambe muchindibata aiwa komanda.
Aiwa, tichaedza chaizvo, tichaedza.
Ndine mwono Zibrain unoda kutaura.
Ya, ngavauye vangoita muchidimbo.
Ungaiti. Halo kwazwa magadi.
Tiri pedu mukoma Brian. Titaurirewo zvamunofunga.
Ini maonera mune mafungiro tashungudzika zvikuru nenyaya iri kuitika iyi. Nhauye masoja, mapurisa ekupfurwa kwevanhu, kukuwara nekusungwa zvakuratidze kuti kunge vanhu vari munyika isiri yavo ngevatorwa ivo vanhu vari munyika yavo. Masoja ndiye hondo kwavo. Mapurisa ndiye kuchengetedza runyararo.
Zvino kana takisirwa masoja manje zvinhu zvacho zvarema
zvarema aiwa ire
zvarema zvogwadza shuwa
aiwa
aiwa tarisire yedu nemunyengetero ngo kuti zvinhu zviite zvakanaka tigonodzoka tisimudzire nyika yedu dzoke payangai
chokwadi aiwa
nokuti taro daizvo ndakavaka imba ndakwanisa kupedza ndakaenda nemari yandakaenda nayo ndichibva kuno South Africa kuenda ikoko kusvika kuti tinge haitangi ichisimende yacho
hai
so zviri kurwadza
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma the Brighton namashoko enyu tinoimba mazvita chaizvo tinoimba muchakwanisa henyu kupedza imba yenyu mazvita chaizvo Mr. Shumba here is saying that the United Kingdom and the United States should intervene to bring a little order like they do in other countries. He is worried that most of the time when Zimbabwe is in difficulty, these two countries seem to stand back instead of getting really involved. Mm-hmm. And he's given the example of the DRC where all this interest is being shown after the elections. And he's saying that they should have done the same thing when Zimbabwe held its elections. Mm-hmm. And he's worried about the slow travel of the president that he seems to be using an old Bombera kind of transport to get back home, but he's saying that he should get back home right now and take care of this situation. Mess. Yeah. So those are the views that we got from Mr. Shumba and Brighton.
Yes, so there are some people like I indicated on Facebook. Maxwell Munyanya says, can you phone me guys right now? And then Sola Welensky or Wesley says, go to show internet. So he's saying, why did the government shut down the internet? So that's a big question mark.
That's a question mark.
And then we've got Ozia Sinzua who says, call me, please, guys. Leticia Tarubinga says, I can feel this last caller. It's painful, Zeshua, but don't.
Yes,
and then, and Maxwell still says, can you call me now? Then Tandani Mkondisi Ngobe, upalile lapho ukuthi ukuchayana lokubulalana lokuvala internet osokulungiswa awasokulungisa ilizwe kumele kwenzwe ngendlela engcono so uyakhuluma khona I guess we've got another caller maybe
makadini ko parnare
ndiripo makadi muri kutaura namhanda ndakusouth africa makadi mese nevari kuzimbabwe nenewe vari kunze kwenyika
tiri nani chaizvo munoda kushandisa rurimi rupi
ndinokwanisa kushandisa ndimi nhatu
naika taura sarudzai yamunoda mutipo pfungwa dzenyu
I've been listening very careful since the opening of the program. People talking about the pain they are going through, and people were talking of so many things that the government did against the people. But I think I've got, I just want to talk about the way forward, which I believe possible it might restore order in the country. Sikolome into ekwenza ukuthi siya phambili. Singayenza njani ukuthi sibe abantu basekhaya, sibambane, sibone ukuthi ilizwe lingaphumelela kanjani. Iyayo kubona ukuthi kuchitiko chakaitika panguva yakadarika. Zveshuwa pane zvakawandawo zvakakanganisika. Vanhu vane kodzero yekunotaridzira zvinenge zvavanenge vachinyonyota. Mutemo unovabvumira. Chisingabvumidzwi nemutemo kuita violence. Nokuti muviolence munobuda zvakawanda, munogona kuzobuda mazwi akafanana nokuti papa vane urongwa hwekuda kukudubura hurumende. Remember, panoitika zvinhu zvakadaro, mune vamwewo vanotora machances kuda kuedza kuita zvisina chimero chakanaka munyika. So I've been thinking kuti as soon as the president come back home, it is my thinking, I'm too far away from the circles of ZANU-PF. In regards that, I'm a ZANU-PF supporter. I left ZANU-PF, the country 2000, and besides left the country around 2000, I never associated with any other political party other than ZANU-PF, where I grew up, which I joined in the early 76. Now, my point that I want to say is, I think there are many organizations need to be involved when the president comes back, so that the people will be aware that the country does not have money. What is it that the government want to do for it to make their own people to survive? I think the civil society need to be invited, the leaders of the churches, all political parties. In fact, if the delegates can come as far as to 4,500 of all the leaders, that has to do with the passionate of the country. Those people must sit down and come up with a solution. But for those who are saying ZANU-PF must go, I extremely disagree. They can only go after the election if ZANU-PF has also admitted that, yes, we have lost the election. But if the Electoral Commission has declared them as the winner, and then we need to be united. Baba Wande, ndoda kukubvunza mubvunzo unoti. Kumusha kwenyu kwamunobva imi, kana makuenda kunoroora, mukazoroti makunoroora kuya kukasvika mumwe munhu achitaura mashoko anotizo, kwamunoda kuroorera uku, hakuna chimiro chakanaka. Mumusha umu mune ngozi. Muchaenda here kuda kunoroora ikoko?
Pakaoma ipapo.
Pakaoma. Ndo zvimwe chete zvaitika mukati menyika medu. Comrade Mnangagwa can go as far to any country wherever he can think of getting any assistance. As long as munyika tichine vamwe vanoti, hai, musabudisa, hakuna mari inouya munyika. Recently, if not by mistake, 3 to 4 months ago, China has promised to give some billions. Up to now, that money is still locked inside their reserves. Meanwhile, bone wuti lina abantu bachi Zimbabwe siyaqhabanga nakakhulu siyazondana. We are not even united. If we are united, we will win. We will come out of this mess. Recently, also you guys of VOA, you have been going throughout the whole country. Jeremiah, if I'm not mistaken. Vachikurukura nezvenhau yokuti makampani amunawo munzvimbo dzenyuaya kubvapa akatanga kuita akambokuitira ichii. Maibvunza zvinhu zvakafanana naizvozvo muchiti makaitirwa zvakafanana nei. Zvese izvozvo zvakanamatidzwa pana vamunangagwa. Asi munokanganwa kuti vamugabe ndo vakanga varipo. Makadii kubvunza muchiti vamugabe zvavakanga vachimbotonga panguva yavakanga varipo. Shabhani mani yakaitira chii vanhu vokwamazviwa? Bhindura yakaitira chii vanhu vokubhindura? Zvichingodaro. But today, zvinoita sokuti vamunangagwa ndivo vakaita kuti zvinhu zvese zvisafamba zvakanaka. Ngatiregerei kudaro. Ini ndinofunga kuti sevanhu vomuZimbabwe, hongu kurohwa kuri kuitwa vanhu vemauto hakupembedzi. Kuti vanhu vatize misha yavo vachinogara mumasango hakupembedzi. But kana ZANU-PF yapiwa mandate navanhu kuti inotonga, ndinofungidzira zvezvakare kuti ivo president kana vangosvika munyika, ngavashevedze vese vanachamisa, ngavagare pasi. This is where the maturity mind is needed to be applied.
Imbodzai, stay on the phone, tinokudzoka kwamuri. Imbomira ipapo, pane vamwe vari pafoni vatoda kuti tinzwe, asi rambai muri pafoni, don't go away, handitika?
Thank you.
All right. Muripo here parunare?
Ye, kulo muntu wesintwini, lape cingweni. Sizokuti silobani mfowethu, kunjani cingweni kunapa?
Hayi, ngiyaphila mina. Ibizo lami nguLeonard Ndlovu, ngilapha eHavron eBotswana. Linjani Dube?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu Ndlovini, kunjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila mina.
Ye, phose lakho Ndlovu.
Hayi, elami sibili lami ngikhala labaningi sithi ukwenza lekhaya kunganakulunganga. Kodwa-ke isikhalazo sami baba sinjengesomuntu okwakhuluma lapha.
Mhm.
Ukuthi siyakhala sitoku njoku nje sesidubeke sathini thini. Senza njani ukuthi silungile.
Mhm.
Eh yiluhlupo lwami. This guy who is talking about kathi singasikhangela isituation esekhaya. Sila abantu abasekhaya basezingozini zokuthi njengoba sizwa ukuthi abanye bayathaywa abanye kunjanjani. Eh bengilalela lapha babe khuluma enyuzini. Bekhuluma ukuthi abanye sebelahla ama grocery adebe wathethe konke konkwana kulungako kumele sikhangela iside lonke. So mina into engiyibonayo ikuthi abantu nxa sikhuluma asikhangeleni situation on the ground ukuthi situation yethu yiphi. As Zimbabweans, what can we do to move forward?
Yeah, so what can we do?
To swallow their pride and come down to reality.
That's right, Dlovini.
But ordinary people, abantu abat poor.
Oh, where are you, Dlovini?
Forget about it. Their political orientations. Ukuthi mina ngwe patile, mina ngwe patile, loku njanjani. Even if those are status kathesite. Tinaba is a shadow to Vendo for since 1980. Mm. Enga jabanya kucha kubo.
Pho kwenzweni Ndlovu?
Nga ule situation enje.
Kwenzweni Ndlovu?
Very obvious.
Kwenzweni
Ndlovu? Into emele ukuthi se yenziwe njengoba indodana ekhulumile ukuthi kulabantu abasezingozini kathesi ezokuretshwa, ezokuchaywa, ezokubulawa and so forth. Kumele ukuthi situation nqa esinjalo. Nqa kuyikuthi thina we are not in a position to take up those arms and liberate ourselves like ama liberation movement have done. Let's accept that we took our positive measures. How do we save our people on the ground?
While Mr. Ndlovu is saying what he's saying there, you know, he's saying people have to liberate themselves. So let me introduce a certain character here. A person who actually advocated for nonviolence, and that is Martin Luther King. We know that today in America is the Martin Luther King holiday. So what he wanted was a situation where people will actually advocate for issues without having guns, right? Without having guns, but fight against a certain system. So he says he actually experienced racism at the age of 6 because he couldn't play with a white kid. So he said, you know what? That's when I realized that there was a problem. So who was this Martin Luther King? This man actually embodied the U.S. civil rights movement and was assassinated more than 50 years ago on April 4, 1968. So he was actually a man that was fighting against racism and discrimination. So Martin Luther King was born in Atlanta, Georgia. He was the son of Martin Luther King Sr., a prominent local preacher and civil rights leader. So his mother was Albertina King. So the reason why I'm bringing this in is that today it is his holiday. And maybe Zimbabweans can take a leaf out of him to do something without having these guns and other issues. So, Baba Ndlovu, konoke atembwala kukuti, Martin Luther King wemuzwa, esita ayipela, kumeti nga sisilwa, sina 76 kali. Wana ngzwe subamba izi kali lapa, wanzani izi kali, kuyave kuchisa mateki pela lapo. So, kedisa ingokuwa kwa Baba Ndlovu.
Ingxoxo yami nansi ngiyokuthi siyazi ukuthi silabadala abanye abake basikhokhela abanjengabo Nelson Mandela, abanjengabo Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo eZimbabwe. Siyabazi sonke they had the wisdom yokuthi sometimes they try to negotiate their freedom. But if the other party does not reciprocate, this is why I'm talking about people who can actually put down their ego, their personality. Izinto zabo zonke bakhumbula abantu abahluphekayo abangelalupho. Those are the biggest victims at the moment. Mina I don't want to talk thinking about abantu abasethawuni, abantu abanye abadlale kuhle ukuthi waza avukethe ukuthi yes ifuna ama right ethu. Kulabantu abaku die situation as I'm talking right now. They are in a very very bad situation. Let's think about those people first. Right, if we don't wish to have any kind of violence, it means that we are not going to assist our systems as our violent.
ngikhuluma so ngakuthatha ngubisele move ukuthi right eZimbabwe laphana sibe lama elections ama elections angikhona sonke siwenza we committed ourselves ama elections. I was really praying that after the former president Robert Mugabe Zimbabweans are going to have a sense of having a peaceful and a prosperous country. But right now we have gone back into the violent issues of partisanship. And one thing, like I've mentioned, I've called in this studio. There's a new ism which have cropped up and iyenze ilizwe libe kuma extremes. Abantu babe divided along the isms, which is now a new ism, a partisanism. People, irregardless of whatever, even if a person in ZANU-PF speaks a fact, as long as another person is an MTC, does not accept. As long as a person is ZANU-PF, an MTC person speaks a fact, the other one does not accept. When we have got such polarization, we now have got a dangerous element within the country. Right now, the biggest problem is that we don't have the meekly people to play a role, to form a government which is not partisan, which is Zimbabwean, which all Zimbabweans are going to own. That's what we need at the present moment. But it's the problem with Obama parties, they won't accept that. There's no one who is able to swallow their pride and come down and say, no, bonke bayabe sithi siphiwe imandate yokuthi sibuse. You get the point.
Siyabonga Ndlovu, sibili hayi sibona ngazana ujaye sibili esikhonkosini. Ungadinwa lokusasa baba Ndlovu.
Ngiyabonga.
Yes, siyabonga. So, and then Priscilla Mtunga Ndlovu actually sent a message while these two gentlemen were talking. She was saying kudos to the last two speakers. That is Miranda and Ndlovu. So then she adds by saying Dube including without akumelanga kube le looting, the destruction of property. So I think this is should be part of this discussion. Asisoleni ukuchisa amatire and looting. So she says people must condemn looting and condemn, you know, burning tires and closing roads and, you know, those kind of things. So anyway, let's go back to our guy that we actually put on hold.
Mr. Shumbashi and Chazote
Miranda, I think.
Muchiripo Reparinare. Manzo Satoru na vava vaparu nare ikoshinezi. Pane zvamungada kutaura here, zvamungada kutsinira kana kuti zvamusingawirirani nazvo?
Yeah, I would want to add by saying nothing is difficult as long as the Zimbabweans are united. We are not a violent nation traditionally. Yes, here and there we once have got a violence of tribes in the early 80s, but our leaders came together and forged a unity accord 22 December 1987, and they come back together and they realize that what we are doing, I think we are hitting each other here for unnecessary. My only call is Zimbabweans, non-academic and academic, I think let's stop demonizing our country. We are so hating to an extent of listen to our political analysts whenever they are analyzing the situation and the leadership. It's about condemning everything. Yes, we need to condemn the bad and the applaud for those who are doing the right thing. And I'm saying, without unity, we are nowhere to go. That's why I said, I am a ZANU-PF supporter and I was born there in ZANU-PF. I joined ZANU-PF in 76. So, and I'm saying to you, the only way and the only route for us to come out of this mess, Comrade ED is taking the country, took the country in November last year. We can't expect miracles if he does not have subordinates that support him. Whoever might think of getting on his position today, whether it's from ZANU-PF, as long as this unity is not there, I don't think so. We are going anywhere. The only way for us to come out of this mess that has been affecting the country from the early 90s until today.
Just one question, Mr. Mananda. Mr. Mananda, one question. It seems as if people are being brutalized almost the same way as ZAPU fell into the hands of ZANU-PF in the 1980s. And from your own experience, is this the exact thing that is happening, and what will happen thereafter? Do you see any unity government coming out of this kind of violence?
I've already said people have got the right to protest against the government in peaceful. But if a violence erupts, the government has to take measures to protect the properties, both the public and the private. And above all, during that course, there are those who are doing the wrong things, such as Layava Nodarikiza Mwero, Wokuita Zunzunga Sakako Zangas Chitik, and the Kataura Zendichit, Kuru Wakuituavan, Ina and the Fungukin in Napsarira, and the Kukurziri, Snogunak Saitika for one long, Snogunak Saitika, Kanapam Skuruang, as a Zungangu Tikakunu Minang. The only way right now, if the president arrives in the country, is to invite all the societies that I've mentioned, the doctors' association, the teachers' association, the labor, the civil society. I'm talking of leaders. I'm not talking of everybody. I'm talking of leaders. The human rights organization. Let's sit together. Let's have the heart of building our country. And then we support our president. Give him a mandate of 5 years. Then we can continue him after 5 years. We gave you the mandate, but you did not do anything.
Thank you so much.
We gave you the support, you didn't do nothing.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mananda.
That's my thinking.
Yeah, thank you so much. Just a little bit. We've got to stay on the line for a few minutes. Yeah, we've put a caller on the line. Hey, Baba Wandi, I think maybe that's a strong speaking.
Magadini paru narap.
Zane Magadini.
Tire nani murikupi?
Ndi mkuma Mike kuwasape.
Kuwasape. Magusari mchitimbu, tipe ofungwa zenyune nya ya ilimdariroi.
Zaga naka, ini jini wanasa kuti ramunanga kwa chayipachawu ya kukuwa mizia kakauya. Apana chini chavano chibatila na chini kuzi mu nota kwa tangu rina ya ajigo kuni watayizo. Government yao ya wana kutuna mili na hii, aicha fe ya katuna mili ya sakanaka kuzi. Aite uline zulu saka wanda saizi, saizi kwa nisibita miti. Ini zuzi, chindu iti nika under the sun, ya kazi hili pa ama samshini. Kuna yenyanya, zedu zemati telo kuzi, zelo kutika nisibu, ino zosumuka, shikaya ya naka,
Tenda zikuru ne mashoko enyu. He's saying that there is no hope.
There's no hope.
And even if the president returns, there's nothing he can do.
But he should call some. Mananda said there should be need for some kind of dialogue.
Yes.
And
yes.
Maybe people can say one or two things and then repair Zimbabwe, right? So I think normally we don't have any extra time here. It's not like soccer. But we have to thank our guests. In fact, they were our callers this evening. And we have to thank all Zimbabweans who always following us here on Studio 7 Live Talk. Remember that we are always live streaming our shows on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. We're also on Twitter, VOA Ndebele and VOA Studio 7. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Goodbye, Zimbabwe.
Thank you, and this is Tarono Kawande. Until we see you again next time, take care and good night.